Welcome to the Well Society Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Kay, licensed master level social worker and certified Christian health and life coach. I'm your professional go-to expert for all driven yes women who desire more energy, peace, and joy for the things and people she loves the most so she can be well, feel well, and do well while coming to the proverbial well of Jesus. Thanks for coming to the well today. I'm so glad you're here. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Holy Healthy Christian Moms. Today, you are with Erin Kay. I am a licensed master level social worker and a certified Christian health and life coach. And today, we're going to be talking about the gift of apologizing and how it is a gift on both sides of the coin with apologizing. All right, so it's a twofold gift, the gift of apologizing. The first one's pretty obvious. It's a gift to the other person, right? It acknowledges to them that we know we made a mistake, maybe multiple mistakes, and it validates who they are, and it shows that you care about your relationship with that person, that you are willing to humble yourselves to show up and apologize for hurting their feelings or saying something you didn't mean, doing something that you know that maybe you meant to do it, but then later had regret about it. It shows them that you care deeply about who they are and their relationship with them, holding up the integrity of that relationship, okay? It also preserves the health of the relationship. Imagine going around a marriage, and maybe this is the truth in your marriage, and maybe it's something that you need to pray to the Lord about, but imagine going around in your marriage, if you've been married for any length of time, never apologizing to one another, never acknowledging when you have misstepped, never validating that you're not a perfect person, essentially. What would that marriage be like? And how would the integrity of that relationship erode over time? Many divorces are rooted in things just like this. The couple not willing to come to the table and apologize for mistakes they've made, and typically it builds up over time. So the gift of apologizing to somebody else, again, it shows them that you are willing to acknowledge and humble yourself before them with your mistakes. It validates their feelings and preserves the health of the relationship. It also allows them the freedom to not go around questioning how you feel about them, questioning, are they crazy or did you really make a mistake? Questioning your motives and your intentions, which can be a cesspool for gossip, creating thoughts that aren't true, creating a false reality, which then can lead down to a whole nother host of problems within a relationship. With that, it also closes the cracks that the enemy likes to enter in. Our thoughts that are not Philippians 4:8 thoughts, and if you spend any time with me, you know I talk about Philippians 4:8 a lot. But if you're not having thoughts that are true, right, noble, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy, that's the things that we're supposed to be thinking about. And if you're not having those kinds of thoughts, you're allowing cracks in your mind, which then allows cracks in your relationships with other people that the enemy likes to sneak in. And when he's sneaking in cracks, he's not coming in just to say, hey, for a minute and then leaving. He's essentially, you can imagine the enemy coming into a crack in your thoughts, a crack in your relationship because of lack of humility from one party not apologizing. The enemy comes in that crack, and it's like he puts one hand on one side of the crack and another hand on the other side of the crack and just continues to push. So the crack gets bigger and bigger and bigger And before you know it, if you're not attentive to it, it can be a big canyon in your relationships, some that feel like they're unable to be repaired. So apologizing is giving people the gift of closing that gap, mending the gap in relationships that have been damaged from your mistake or mistakes. Those are really the obvious things about how apologizing is a gift. But I also want to highlight here today, not to beat you up for when you are not apologizing and all the things, but I want to highlight to you what a gift apologizing is for you. Okay, obviously it's about the other person and apologizing, but have you ever really thought about how an apology is a gift to you? We're going to talk about that a little bit today. All right, so humility is how we are called to be as Christians. So when you are humbling yourselves to step forward and boldly apologize, you are stepping into that humility, which is what Christ calls us to be, right? It is one of the fruits of the spirits that we need to lean into. When we are lock in step with following God's character, we bear good fruit. When we're not, we bear rotten fruit. So if you're not apologizing, you cannot bear good fruit. So apologizing is a gift to you. It allows your tree of yourself and your soul to be healthy. Okay. It also shows other people how to respond. Okay. Especially your children, if you are a mom, which most people are, if you're listening to this podcast, but it shows your children how to respond and how to appropriately apologize. Apologizing doesn't mean that you don't apologize for things that you don't need to apologize for. It doesn't mean that you're a doormat. This is for when you really need to apologize for things. It shows our children what a healthy apology looks like. And it also shows them how to receive apologies in a healthy way. And maybe that was never modeled to you as a child. Maybe healthy apologies were not something that was modeled to you in your home or in your school or, you know, wherever. So you have an opportunity here as a gift to yourself to break generational curses. If that has been a pattern in your family history of not apologizing and just sweeping things under the rug, you get to give yourself the gift of breaking up with these chains that have been holding you back. You get to help give yourself the gift of freedom, freedom from guilt, freedom from shame, freedom from questioning, freedom from those cracks and thoughts that the enemy is getting between. Okay? Freedom to break up with generational curses. That's not only a gift to you, but it's a gift to your children and your children's children. Admission of our mistakes and apologizing for them also admits our dependence on Christ and the importance of having a right relationship with Him. Apologizing allows us to be humble, to highlight the fact that we are not perfect people, and to highlight why Jesus died on the cross for us. He died on the cross because we are a sinful people that make mistakes over and over and over again. No matter how hard we try to be making right choices, we make mistakes every single day. So if we can acknowledge that and then step into that humility of apologizing, we're giving this ourselves the gift of remembering and recognizing that we are totally dependent on Jesus for our salvation. And it draws us closer to Him. Because when we can confess our sins to our brothers and sisters, and then go to the Lord before and after with confessing these sins, we have the opportunity to be washed white as snow. There's a beautiful old song that my children love, "Nothing but the blood of Jesus." What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So you're giving yourself the gift of a renewed faith and a renewed dependence on your salvation. What a gift. What a gift you're giving yourself when you humble yourself to apologize. It also reminds us of God's character. and how he cares for us and how he forgives us. Okay? God doesn't ever have to apologize to us, but we need to apologize. So when we apologize, it reminds us that God loves us, God cares for us, he has compassion for us, and he forgives us. So when you're apologizing, it's not just for the person that you're apologizing to. That's a huge component of it, and that is a driver. But I also want you to think, especially when the apologies are hard, how are you giving a mutually beneficial gift to you and to the other person? I'm going to share a few Bible verses with you now that can help you when you are dealing with forgiveness. Okay. The first one is from Ephesians 2. Be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. Okay, that's Ephesians 4:2, excuse me. James 4:6, but he gives us more grace. That is why scripture says God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Okay, so there's that gift in there for you. James 4:10, humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. And then finally, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So the gift of apologies, it's for you. It's for the person who you sinned against. It's to break generational curses. And it's to draw you closer to our Lord and our Savior. The song that's been playing in my head has been Draw Me Closer, Tiny Dancer, which has nothing to do with forgiveness. It's all about California. But that's kind of what I'm thinking. Draw me closer, Tiny Dancer. You know, that's kind of what God says to us. Draw me closer to you in humility, in compassion, and in care and in love. So apologies, they're a huge gift. I would love for you to take some time today to think about maybe where you need to apologize. It could be to somebody else. It could be to yourself. Maybe you've been really hard on yourself with your thoughts and your actions. You've been treating your body. Enter into a space and time of prayer with the Lord, with how you can draw closer to him, how he can renew this right spirit within you, and how you can live fully in his grace, standing boldly in humility, boldly in confident apologies, and boldly in your salvation. Thanks for tuning in today. I'll see you on the next episode.
My prayer is that you are leaving this episode with more energy, more joy, and more peace than when you came to. Make sure to subscribe and share the Well Society podcast so that we can reach more driven yes women like you. Come join us in the Women at the Well Christian Health and Wellness Support Group on Facebook and subscribe to my email list to stay apprised of all upcoming events, programs, and coaching opportunities. If the content of this episode resonated with you and you'd like to speak with me about investing and working with me one-on-one or in the Well Society Intensive, please visit www.aaronkcoaching.com to schedule a complimentary fitting call. Until the next time we meet at this well, do well, be well, and feel well.